On your radio.
On your phone.
Online.
And here.
Play KMFM.
News you can trust.
This is KMFM, and with the latest news for Kent at 1 o'clock, here's Nicola Everett.
It's understood the Home Secretary has given police until Friday to say how much money they want to implement a so-called surge to tackle knife crime. Sajid Javid's been meeting top police chiefs from seven forces in England. Following the meeting, he said the government will take on board officers' concerns.
I've asked the police to tell me at all times, not just today, not just tomorrow, but to keep telling me what they need. And whatever they think they need, we as government, of course, we need to listen to that.
The meeting was called after the Prime Minister was criticised earlier this week for saying there isn't a link between a cut in police numbers and a rise in street violence. But a short while ago, it got pretty rowdy in the Commons when Theresa May insisted forces are getting more resources.
It's no good members on the opposition benches standing up and saying, no, you're not. It is a fact that more money is being put into the police this year. But more money is being put into the police next year.
Well, Uni of Kent Professor Alex Stevens says it's not just the police that need funding. A reduction in other services to support young people could also be to blame for the knife attacks.
If, as we think there might well be, a link between falling support for young people and increases in knife crime, then the answer would be to actually reinstate some of the support that's available to young people to help them stay in school and to support them when they're outside school hours as well.
KMFM News.
In the next hour, a Rochester man who plotted to kill hundreds of people in a terror attack in London is due to be sentenced. 26-year-old Lewis Ludlow was arrested in April last year after police searched his home on Warrenwood Road. He planned to target shoppers on Oxford Street and had also researched other targets, including Madame Tussauds. Two people have been taken to hospital after an entire plane was screened when a group of unwell passengers landed at Gatwick. The Virgin Atlantic flight from Barbados was met by officials this morning. The airline said the customers reported feeling unwell. Many had been on a cruise. A service has been held in Dover to mark the 32nd anniversary of the Herald of Free Enterprise disaster. 193 passengers and crew died when the ferry capsized in the Channel shortly after leaving the Belgian port of Zeebrugge in 1987. It happened because the bow doors had been left open.
KMFM.
KMFM News.
KMFM has been told children in Kent showing signs of conditions like ADHD and autism are waiting up to 2 years before being formally diagnosed. It means parents or carers could be missing out on benefits and also education support for their child. Louise from West Morling has a son called Ted who still hasn't been diagnosed despite social communication difficulties being identified in 2016.
It's really hard to think about the fact that your child has additional needs, and it's really hard just to rest with the waiting and the not knowing.
A meeting's been told diagnosis for a neurodevelopmental disorder has halved since 2016. You can watch a full report on this story on KMTV tonight from 5:30. An investigation's underway into a fire involving a load of plastic fruit containers that set plumes of black smoke into the skies above Paddock Wood. People living near Whetstead Road in Five Oak Green were told to keep windows and doors closed after it broke out yesterday afternoon. It's thought it could have been started deliberately. And Ken's James Jordan is the favourite to win Dancing on Ice. The bookies are predicting the former Strictly dancer who lives near Maidstone will take the title after getting perfect scores in his two routines in the semi-final on Sunday.
KMFM Sport.
With Dino-Rod, the drainage experts in Kent. Visit dino.com.
Football, and with news on a former Gillingham player who's spoken candidly about his fight back from injury, his ish.
Well, Andy Pugh, who now plays for Dartford, suffered a badly broken leg during a pre-season game. He hasn't been able to play since. But in an emotional chat on the KM Football podcast, the striker says making small progress means a lot.
Every day just thinking, I can do this today, I couldn't do this yesterday, and that's how I've done all the way through. And to be fair, I think now is I'm finding it harder now because I'm able to do more, but I'm still so far from where I know I can be.
You can listen to the full episode at kentonline.co.uk. Staying with football, and in the Champions League tonight, Manchester United will try to overturn a 2-0 deficit against Paris Saint-Germain. No club has ever progressed to the next round of the competition after losing the first leg of a knockout match at home by two or more goals. Elsewhere, Italian side Roma lead FC Porto 2-1 ahead of their second leg in Portugal. And in cricket, Kent's Joe Denley and Sam Billings have helped England to a 4-wicket victory victory in their first T20 international against the West Indies. They scored 48 between them in St Lucia, meaning England are leading the three-match 2020 series.
That's the latest. Next updates at 2.